I would never do something like that to our next guest, Max Armstrong. Hello, Max. Sorry, I gave Nicholas some rough treatment there.
Yeah, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're calling us from Lowellville. Am I saying that right?
Well, it depends on that. You know, some of the local folks kind of run it together and say, Louisville, Kentucky. I think the local broadcasters say Louisville.
Louisville, okay. I've been down there a couple times once for the Derby, and I was on the infield for the entire thing. I don't think I saw a horse the entire day. And, Max, I don't remember much of this. This was way long ago, so in my 20s.
It's a blur.
Yeah, right, exactly. But what are you doing down there?
It's the largest indoor farm show in America, the Indoor Farm Show. We've got a big one, of course, that's outdoors every summer, the Farm Progress Show, which will be in Decatur later on this year, Decatur, Illinois. But in the wintertime, there's something called the National Farm Machinery Show, and it is many acres under one roof here at the Kentucky Exposition Center. And it's all of the big equipment companies and a lot of small ones, too, John, that come in and show their products, whatever they have to sell to farmers. So it's a four-day event, and then in the nighttime they have tractor pulls inside. And it's quite an event here at Louisville every year. It's kind of a cabin fever release event in many years. You know, farmers are trying to get away from a tough winter, and they come down here, and some of it is a social aspect, to be sure.
Oh, for sure, I would imagine. So what's the scuttlebutt? What's the talk at the water cooler? What are farmers of America wondering and pondering here in February 2025?
A lot of questions. We're wondering about how things are going to turn out economically following two very bad years. We've had the biggest two-year drop in farm income in this country. I think the biggest two-year drop on record, two consecutive years. And the feeling was that it was going to happen again this year. U.S. Department of Agriculture came out with an estimate the other day that net farm income will actually go up. But when you look into the details of it, it's because of government payments for disasters in crops that we've had across the country. It's not based on rallying commodity markets to any great extent. So it's kind of a false sense of how the farm economy is doing. And you do pick up some nervousness among farmers, to be sure, as you go around and visit with them at this meeting.
What is the reason for that? If you had stripped away, let's say, that disaster relief, farming income being down, is this crop yields? I don't think so, right? Is it prices? Yeah. Is it the world market just being more and more competitive?
We've got a lot of crops in the world right now, and we are no longer the leaders in crop production. We haven't been. We've given way to the production of South America, of course. Brazil and Argentina produce massive crops. They can grow two crops. You know, when I was down there 30 years ago in the fields of Brazil, you know, you looked at this and you thought, my goodness, they've got a giant here, a massive crop production capability, and that, in fact, has been the case. And they have improved their infrastructure while we have let ours slide, unfortunately. We haven't improved our interstate highway systems. Just drive down Interstate 80 or 57 through Illinois. And, you know, we've sort of let our river transportation slide. We haven't maintained the lock facilities and ports to the degree that we should have. And meanwhile, the Brazilians have been doing just that. They've upgraded their capabilities to ship crops to the world. They supply China very well right now. And, you know, we've got some market to regain here, and it'll be interesting to watch this. So we've got a lot of crops to sell. They have a lot of crops to sell, and the Chinese demand has slipped some.
I wonder if anyone has any more optimism about the infrastructure after the bill that was passed in the last administration, or was it too little and a little bit too late here? Not that it can't do any good, but that it's just not going to catch us up to where we need to be.
Too little, too late is an important point. These massive projects take years. I mean, an improvement of a lock on the Mississippi River is a 20-year project at a minimum. Yes, you're talking about years to build these structures, to upgrade them so that they can handle in a quicker fashion those massive towboats and barges that move the grain down the river to the port of New Orleans, then for transshipment over on ocean-going vessels to our markets around the world. We still need those foreign markets. Our domestic market is important, but remember, 96% of the world's population is outside of the United States.
Yeah. I got to get to traffic and weather here, Max, but I just want to make sure I understand. If you have a poor infrastructure, what is it? The more potholes, the worse it is, the slower these items are moved. When you have barges that aren't as big as maybe they could be, don't move as quickly, we're just losing more and more on the margins, and that's where farmers live, on the margins.
Yeah, you're right. It adds to the cost of production. And, and to the point that the president is concerned about the Panama Canal, that is an absolutely crucial avenue for moving our crops into the world. We need very much to have the Panama Canal, have it working effectively and having it at our disposal, especially since we built it.
Oh, well, boy, Max, we could open up a whole can of worms there on the back. That's an interesting thought there. And tell you what, put it on pause for right now. That's Max Armstrong down in Louisville, the great Max Armstrong. We'll get more with him. We'll get Mary and Bob's guesses to the question of the day. But first, our Mary in the Traffic and Weather Department. Hey, Mary. Max is in Louisville chatting with the farmers there who are excited to see each other and see all the great new products and such. And Max, before the break, you had mentioned the Panama Canal, which, of course, we've all heard President Trump say he essentially wants back and wants to operate. We did build the Panama Canal. I believe it was a 99-year lease, which expired, 30 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, Max. Here's my question, and I know this would have a lot of ramifications, so let's just put this in a vacuum. If we could have the Panama Canal back with no repercussions or penalties from other countries who may not like that idea, would that be something advantageous to us as a country to have for our farmers?
It's absolutely crucial to moving exports out of the Midwest to Asia. You know, one option we have is to ship things to the Pacific Northwest and then load them out of the West Coast ports or the Northwest to move toward the Asian markets, the crucial Asian markets where the people live, where the huge population is. But the most important one, you got to remember, somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think it's about 50% of our waterborne agricultural exports out of the United States pass out of the port of New Orleans. Now, a few of those are going to go to Europe, but a big chunk of them have to go through the Panama Canal. If they don't, then think about the path they must take. Ugh. You know, to get around South America to get to the Asian markets. So the Panama Canal is an extremely strategic logistics, corridor for us. We must have access to it. It's very important to do so. What's the downside to our forcing this issue? What is the downside?
Well, I don't know. Do we not have access to it? Like, is it just limited access, or are boats just waiting to get through because they don't prioritize our boats? Like, what's happening there?
The concern is about the possibility of the future. What happens if the Chinese continue to dominate that corridor and something happens that we don't have control of it? I just think I'm very honestly in the president's court on this one. That Panama Canal cannot be operated by someone else. It's too important to us.
And I mean, you're a straight shooter, Max, so I appreciate you sharing that. But will Panama give it back to us? Like, I mean, I don't know if it doesn't matter if they don't have enough of a sway to tariff us or to do anything to us to stop us from doing it. But it seems like a form of imperialism that I imagine there will be some pushback from the rest of the world.
Well, let's wait and see. I think it's too important for us to just sit here and let the world push us around on this one, John.
All right.
It matters too much to the United States in terms of our serving the global markets.
Max Armstrong. I love it, Max. Your opinion carries a lot of weight.
Opinion. You ask and you got it.
I am glad you shared it because I'm almost embarrassed.
You know, transportation is a key hot button issue for me. And you've heard me talk about it in the past. And railroads are important. Yeah, we move a little freight that way. Highways are important. We need good interstates. The waterways are crucial. The export channels, the export corridors out of places like Seattle, Tacoma, the ports of California, yes, they're great, but the port of New Orleans and the Panama Canal, they are of utmost importance to the farmers of Illinois, the biggest exporting state in the country in terms of agriculture commodities.
Max has got a little Teddy Roosevelt in him. That's why I like you, Max. I love Teddy Roosevelt, so there you go. Before I let you go, we got a little snow here. I mean, we are still well beneath where we normally are. Maybe some snow this weekend. Snow that comes in February, you know, this is not late in the season. We've, of course, had snow later than this. Is this welcome for farmers? Like, do we need some of this more winter moisture? Is this a bad thing? What are we thinking?
Yeah, we don't like to get too far out of whack with normal moisture. I mean, we like to have fairly normal moisture the year round, but the reality is moisture at the right time during the planting and growing and harvesting seasons. Timing is everything, John. I mean, if we get it at the right time, we have enough to put the crop in and can't and aren't held back from putting it in too late. Some farmers will want to be putting in soybeans here in about a month.
Whoa.
There was a guy in Wisconsin planted some in January because the soil was just right. He said, I'm going to test this out. I'm going to see what works here. But I'm at this show where they're looking at the new equipment, and it's very expensive. And some of these folks are looking more at upgrading old stuff than buying new equipment right now because the farm economy remains so tough. But planting early with good moisture is going to be crucial to having a good season ahead and good income.
Yeah, for sure. Max, down in Louisville, chatting with a lot of farmers. You're gathering up hopefully some more stories for what? Are you going to make this a trilogy eventually, Max Armstrong? Even more stories from the heartland?
Hey, we've still got some of the warehouse from number two, so pal, we can't push it too much.
I like that. Yeah, let us know. Where can people buy that book? I know they want to hear from you, Max.
Yeah, maxarmstrongbook.com is a good place to get it, and, I appreciate it. I just, I love being around the farmers, as you know, and providing some kind of a link between the farmers and the consumers, especially in the Chicago metropolitan area.
Well, you're the link for us, many of us, who wouldn't know a piece of corn from a soybean, Max, that you help us out through all this, and you've been coming on our show now for almost 3 years. It's such a valuable resource for us. Thank you.
Well, you always ask the right questions, so it's always a privilege to be on with you.
Oh, I don't think people want to hear us talk about each other as much anymore, Max. All right.
Hey, but you didn't let me introduce traffic today. I'm shocked. That's my high point to be able to lead into Mary.
I know. Yeah, well, next time. Well, then we got to bring you back. We'll talk to you in March, Max, okay?
Take care. We'll see you, John.
It's Max Armstrong. He's the best.